What's up, guys? Welcome back. It's episode 13. Today we've got a jam-packed episode for you between our interview with John Newman and a lot of sports talk between the MLB postseason and NFL and college football in full swing. Let's rock and roll.
Lucky number 13, Jake Mack. How you guys doing tonight? Late night recording session.
Pretty good. We got a good episode planned out today. Should be a exciting one.
I'm excited.
It's really slammed.
It is.
Like it's a dense episode. Like a lot of stuff to talk about. A
lot of content.
So let's just dive right in.
Let's start with the little NBA. NBA preseason kicked off. What was it? Well, as of the time we're recording this, it's October 9th, just so you know, because we're going to talk about the playoffs in a bit, and so just to, so you know kind of where we're at. But was it 2 days ago or last night the NBA started?
I have five words.
Uh-huh.
Ben Simmons hit a three.
That's five, yeah.
Good job.
Back check.
Yeah. It was five.
But unbelievable.
Do we count it yet? Because it's not really in a game. I don't count it yet.
I don't count it yet in terms of his statistics, but it's more the fact that he did attempt one, and it...
It was a pull-up, too.
It was off the dribble.
Yeah.
Was it? He was wide open, though.
No. Well, the guy was sagging, but he still closed out by the time he shot it.
It was
a bit of a hand in his face.
Wasn't it against an NBA or a Chinese team, though?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not...
Are they any different from us, Jake?
They're not in the NBA, I would say
basketball.
That.
Are they not human beings?
I mean...
Have you seen all the stuff with the NBA in China going on? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah,
do you even
sure.
know?
I saw Trump go after Kerr and...
Who's Popovich.
Popovich, but I didn't...
Okay, so what...
But I don't know a ton about it now.
Daryl Morey, the Rockets, either general manager or owner. I believe general manager.
Owner.
I think it's general manager, actually.
Okay. Fact check from Mac.
Owner.
No, it's definitely the general manager because he's the one who's made him shoot all the three. Yeah, the Rockets general manager went on Twitter and basically like said something about democracy in Hong Kong. Like he was just like, it was something to that effect. Like the people
just talking about the Chinese government because
because China owns Hong Kong, and so like China has Hong Kong under its government. Yes, it does.
Isn't Hong Kong a city?
I don't know.
It's like an area.
I think
explain.
It's a city.
Okay, it's irrelevant. Just explain.
Okay.
Oh, it's
so,
both.
Yeah,
it's both. Interesting.
It's like an area, and China owns it, and like China controls its government, and so the Rockets in China are like, they're like butt buddies. They're like really good friends because Yao Ming is like the crown jewel of basketball, and obviously he played for the Rockets. So they're like super tight and affiliated and stuff. And when Daryl Morey goes over and is like, okay, basically China should let Hong Kong be free, all the Chinese people who are like so controlling on like who they let on the internet, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they're just like a little psycho. They just freaked out. And so like they cut all ties with the NBA in general. Like they're like, we're not supporting the NBA. We're not doing anything Rockets anymore. We're not supporting any Rockets games. And like Rockets are like everyone in China's team. So it was like, it was no bueno. And then, so now a bunch of people in the NBA, even though it's like a super activist sport, you know, and it's like where a lot of people use their platform, LeBron, the shut up and dribble movement, things like that.
Yeah.
Now people are saying it's hypocritical that even though they'll use their platform to speak for justice in America, people are asking them about the stuff in China and people are shutting up because now money's involved in terms of the China's like a huge revenue for the NBA.
Uh-huh.
You know who's also from China that play in the Rockets?
Who?
Jeremy Lin.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just quick history lesson.
Oh
just,
my gosh, I'm out of breath
I had to look it up, but so Hong Kong is a territory of China.
Right.
The biggest difference is China, the mainland is obviously communist, whereas Hong Kong has a limited democracy, like you mentioned, so they're not a full democracy. That's the biggest difference, quick history lesson for you guys.
I was holding that whole Jeremy Lin comment during your entire essay, so.
Glad to know you were listening.
I was holding it in, so we were both struggling with the whole breath situation. It's just a little
breath
of fire.
But Ben Simmons hit a three. Boban hit a three. Boban. Yeah. Who else? One more. Oh, Steven Adams hit a three.
Okay.
It's a great night for the underdogs of the 3-point line. Who do you think is next to hit a three? Shaq. comes back.
Okay, no.
Over.
Damian Lillard.
Taco Fall is next to hit a three. Bold prediction, Taco Fall will hit a three this season.
Speaking of three, do you see the Thunder started 3 point guards?
Who were they?
I gotta look at it. But
Chris Paul.
It's
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
Yep.
I knew that one.
That was first shot.
Why can't I find it?
Why would you say this if you can't like rattle off the point guards?
Because I don't want to say his name.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah, hey, don't worry about it. If you think of it later, we can come back to it. It's okay.
Get him next time.
Yeah, I'll get you guys later.
Anyway, speaking of Houston and the Rockets, let's switch over to baseball. Astros and the Rays, Game 5 coming up. What's your prediction?
Well, I think we should review the games first.
Yeah. Like, what?
You have to stay on script.
What a reach of a transition right there.
Bad transition for Mac to start the day.
0-1.
All right, let's start Yankees Twins with the series that have ended.
Y'all talk about this.
Why would you go
it's
to a different
It's baseball
series?
Related. We're literally talking about the games.
All right, let's go. I'm with Mac. I stand with Mac.
Okay, whatever. We can talk about.
Does the order really matter?
Okay, go.
We're talking about something that's still going, and then we can transition to stuff that's already set in stone for the next round.
The Rays have the worst stadium in baseball.
Yes, this is true.
Therefore, they will lose.
So, we're recording this episode, it's Wednesday. The Braves Cardinals just finished earlier. We'll get to that in a sec. The Rays and Astros will play tomorrow. Cardinals Dodgers are playing now. So, yeah, I mean, the Rays have a bad stadium, although they've won both times in that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you taking tomorrow?
I want the Astros because I want to see them play the Yankees.
I agree.
It's got to be the Astros. You can't.
Gerrit Cole's on the mound coming off a 15-16K performance.
Yeah, I'm going with the hot hand here.
Well, if you're going to go with the hot hand, it's the Rays.
Okay, well.
Just saying.
Big baseball guy.
I'm going with the Astros, man.
Okay.
Give me the Stros.
I agree.
Yeah.
Back in Houston.
Astro World.
Gerrit Cole's pitch.
Astro Universe.
I guess before this.
Anyone listen to that leak? Aha. Uh-huh.
But it wasn't a leak. Before this game gets too far, and right now it's Dodgers 3, Nationals nothing, the bottom of third. Is everyone taking the Dodgers here as they finish up here?
Sure.
Yeah. We'll give updates throughout the episode if it changes, but I think Dodgers are going to handle this one pretty easily.
One thing I just want to clear up is the first inning of the Braves game today.
Let's talk about it right now.
We'll
talk about the Braves Cardinals.
I was
as a Braves fan, how do you feel?
Well, kind of what I was getting into. The first inning today was probably the hardest thing to watch ever.
Yeah.
It was painful.
I enjoyed it as a Mets fan. It was fun.
It was really, really painful.
Goes.
Hmm? Ties the MLB postseason record for amount of runs scored in an inning.
Yeah, and then first, obviously, for just amount of runs scored in the first inning. I mean, it was just... The Atlanta sports curse is real. And I'm convinced that Trey Young is going to save it.
Interesting.
Not Cam Reddish or...
No, it's... If the Hawks do it, it's Trey Young's team. The Hawks are Trey Young's team.
I think it's fair.
Trey Young is leading the new Atlanta... Against the sports curse. Because it's not the Falcons.
Hey, I hear you. I hope so.
I mean, Atlanta's just the most mediocre sports today. So it's make the playoffs and lose in bad fashion, though.
Yeah, in really, really ugly fashion. And even when they get the good teams, you know, like the Peaks, those teams who have higher expectations for the playoffs have it collapse on them every time.
Till I collapse.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Till I collapse. I'm feeling these reps.
Slim shit.
The Braves had their chances in both game 2 and 4 to win. Also, one thing I didn't like how what they did, they pitched Soroka in the last game of the regular season instead of saving him when they could have very easily just sat him for that game. And they should have had him go game 2 because then he would have been able to pitch today instead of Folty.
Folty's nice.
Folty's not good. He's just too streaky.
I mean, Soroka's too good of a pitcher to only let him pitch once in a 5-game series.
Yeah, you had to have... Yeah, I know they use Freed out of the bullpen a little more, but you had to get him.
Like, why would he pitch the last game of a meaningless regular season?
No, it made no sense.
Yeah, just go to the bullpen. What did you think about Flaherty in the Cardinals game, Braves Cardinals game today? How long did he go? Because I stopped watching. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you could have argued that after the first inning, you just let him sit. I mean, he went 6 innings, 104 pitches.
I assume they get there's no way they let him go more than like four.
I agree. I think you go straight to, you let him go four. If he's cruising, let him go. But once he, keep him on pitch count so he's ready to go for the NLCS.
Yeah, dude. You've got the series. Like, I mean, you can't really hate on him, I guess, for playing it safe and just securing the win.
I mean, you have to.
But, man, that talk about, he could have pitched so much sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they did not need him that whole time. He's a really good player, though. He is. I just hope the Braves can capitalize on all this talent that they have.
I didn't think this year was the year. I still think they're a little too young.
I know, but it still feels like they should keep making steps forward.
They should have won this series.
I'm not saying they should have won the next series. I don't think this was a World Series team. But you can't take steps backward. And almost this loss is almost, it negates the fact that you even made the Game 5 of the NLDS.
Yeah, I mean, it was over in 20 minutes.
If I recall, last episode, your playoff prediction was the Braves in the World Series.
Ooh.
Yeah, and see, that's just the Atlanta bias in me. I can't root against them.
One thing interesting, immediately after the game, McCann announced his retirement. I don't think that's a big surprise. 15-year career.
It caught me off guard a little bit. The only bad thing about this is now, like, McCann's always going to have, like, what a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, to leave on. He said he had decided a month and a half ago that this was, I'm surprised he didn't announce it then.
I know.
Because most players do that, go on a little farewell tour, but he decided to wait.
He had enough.
Yeah, I don't like how it has to come out now in wake of that loss.
It's also just so soon after loss, like immediately post-game interview announce it. You think you maybe kind of just let it simmer for a few days and then announce it.
It was after the drop third strike in the first inning. He's like, I'm gone.
That was just the ultimate, him falling against the wall, just throwing bad throw.
Old
just,
man.
He knew that in there.
He's like, yep, that's it.
But the only other series that's over is Yankees-Twins. The only game to only series to not go to Game 5 went 3. Yankees made it look easy.
Yeah, they're rolling.
There's not much to talk about there. The Yankees are,
they're earning their pinstripes, if you will.
DJ LeMahieu.
They look good. I think it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully the Astros can win. And it'll be a great series between the Yankees and Astros.
Mm-hmm. And as these baseball playoffs intensify too, we might have an interesting guest come on later.
We do have a plan for a guest to come on just to talk a little bit of baseball.
He knows what he's talking about.
Just a little bit of baseball.
So we're excited for that. He might even play a little bit himself.
He may.
Quick teaser.
But enough with the baseball. I know you guys aren't the biggest baseball fans, so I could talk about it all day. But
moving on.
Let's move on to a little fantasy football. So week 5.
Was me last, and Mac were rolling. Let's just weekend. Say that. We were rolling.
We got them wheels churning.
go ahead and talk about your team since you're excited. You guys both had big weeks.
So go ahead, because I'm going to need a minute.
Okay, yeah, I put up 156 and a half point PPR. Christian McCaffrey was the best pick I could have taken at number 2. I'll reiterate that, even though he didn't practice today because of a slight back injury.
Mm-hmm. Something to think about going forward, a little overuse.
Something to monitor.
I would be scared if I were you.
I'm a little concerned, scared.
Shaking in his boots.
That flipping in the end zone.
Yeah,
that
was stupid, dude. Just, I don't need those 6 points.
But I don't blame him for going. He leaves it on the field, and I like it. Just, you got to be scared as a fantasy owner and a Panthers fan.
Well, I would say even just more as a Panthers fan.
That was the whole team.
Buddy, you're getting like 50 carries a game. You can't do that. He had 45 fantasy points in my league. That's just really efficient. Amari Cooper, I had already won the game at the time that he played, but he put up 34 for me, which was really nice.
A little icing on the cake.
Exactly. 11 receptions, 226 yards, and a touchdown. Allen Robinson with 25. I mean, it was a strong performance for me.
By the way, when this is over, I'd like to trade for Amari Cooper. I'd like that QB wide receiver connection.
Okay,
so
we can talk about that
let's
later.
Talk trades. Anyways,
no, I think we should talk about it right now.
No, I don't want to.
No, I got to do some research.
I moved to 3-2, though, in the league. Still with, by far, the most points scored, but it's how the cookie crumbles.
I was just going to say that.
Okay. I set the league record for most points scored in a week. I put up 197.4.
Breaking Sut's previous record.
Breaking Sut's
182.5.
Basically, my leading scorer was my defense with Philly, putting up a good 35. My first-round pick, Alvin Kamara, put up 13, which is the lowest on my team.
That's in a good sign for a team when your best player exactly. didn't really
contribute that.
Go off, but you still almost scored 200 points. But I'd say you're in a pretty good place.
13 with no touchdowns, like I'm pretty satisfied with that. I'm not gonna go into each player because I'm trying to stay on the humble side. But
he scored a lot.
I'm looking to trade.
He scored a lot.
Even though I am arguably the best team in the league, I am looking for trades. Get some depth going for playoffs because we're looking good, boys. But gave him the day off on Monday. Tuesday too, let them go out and party. But today we had a good day at practice.
That was my drip bit right there.
I believe I started that. I think we can go back, but
we practice every day on my team, every single day.
That's probably why Christian's getting hurt, honestly. Jake, how was your week?
Yeah, so I don't let my guys practice. I just tend to get hurt. I've had a lot of injuries, but the training staff has fought through it, and we've really gotten them ready to go. I'm sitting 4-1, sitting pretty right now in third place.
A measly 4-1, an underwhelming 4-1.
I mean, I'm 6-lead in points forward right now. It's not the best, but I've gotten the job done. I put up 111 this week. Not bad. I didn't have a great game. Some highlights for me, Russell Wilson. Me and Mac made that trade earlier. It's QB1 now. Very happy with that.
Who's wide receiver one? It's not Cooper Kupp. He's wide receiver 3.
Yeah, I don't know.
Trick
Michael
question.
Thomas, maybe?
No.
But then Marlon Mack had a solid 29 carries for me. Put up 16 with no touchdowns. You love to see that. And then from the Cowboys.
It's very wholesome. Let me just throw in there. Okay. When you're not touchdown reliant and you still score points. Because it's like.
You love to see it.
You really love to see it. That's just consistent production. Leads
and it's just you see their name pop up so much when there's turn out yards. It's nice.
Just keep working, baby.
Gets me happy.
My only other highlight was Michael Gallup dropped me at 21 on my flex. So sitting good. 4-1. I am a little. As we get into. I'll just go ahead and talk about week 6 as we coming up here. I'm a little nervous. My team, we're injured. 2, I don't have a running back to play. Between Marlon Mack having a bye along with Devin Singletary and Geis on the IR, I had to go find Jamal Williams on the waiver. So
I had to go get a little Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, so we'll see how he does. But
I'm hit with 3 byes too. Starting tight end, T.Y. Hilton, Allen Robinson. We're going to have some different guys step up. Tevin Coleman coming back from injury is a welcome addition. He had, I don't want to get this wrong, last week he had 15.7 points in his return from injury.
Okay.
So one of the best teams in the league just got a little better with the return of Tevin. So I'm excited for what he can bring me going forward. Should be another good week.
I have no buys this week. I'm looking good. But week 8 does roll around, that's going to be bad for me.
How many buys?
Week 8 through 10. I'm not sure on the exact number. Maybe fact check on that. But it is going to go downhill from there, so I got to beef up early. I did recently make a trade in the league. I traded away.
So that's an irrelevant trade, too.
I know. I needed a backup tight end for when Zach Ertz is on bye. Plus, I like Marvin Jones. He was on Dancing with the Stars. Pretty good. I traded away Courtland Sutton. So just kind of got some depth in the back there, because there's no tight ends at all to pick up. But yeah, that's my week 6 review. You want to talk about the games for week 5?
Yeah, we'll jump back to week 5 now. So it was a weird week. It was a lot of high scoring games, but there wasn't anything too interesting. I think the best game of the week was the Thursday night game, which is usually not true, but Seahawks Rams, a little little NFC West showdown. I want to talk about that division because you had the 49ers shut out the Browns this past week.
The 49ers have been
so is it
extremely above expectations.
Is it officially time to call them legit contenders?
No.
I think the Browns played horrible.
Okay, I agree.
In my opinion, just because you're a good team doesn't mean you're a contender.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're a good team. They're not a contender for the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
I like their defense.
Their division is tough, too, between the Rams and the Seahawks, who I think are two very legit teams.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough for them. Also, Baker's just bad.
I saw something. I don't know what his exact QBR was, but...
It was bad.
It was like 13, I think.
Yeah,
they said if he just went out there and every single snap spiked the ball on the ground, he would have had a better QBR than what he had finished with.
I mean,
so 13.
It was 2 interceptions, a fumble.
2 fumbles.
Well, he recovered 1, so it doesn't officially count, but...
Baker talks a lot, but he was looking suspect. Did you see the thing with Richard Sherman?
Yeah, where...
Richard Sherman called him out for not shaking his hand.
And there's a video where he's so
And there's
clearly,
a video where he... Exactly.
Just so clearly...
Richard apologized later.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you apologize for that? Like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
sorry
was,
for just blatantly lying.
Yeah.
He was like, I owe my dude some respect. I'm sorry.
No, that was weird for sure. I was like you lose some credibility for that.
But how do you say that and a video comes out and then you have apologize and say what do you say? You're like, you're just lying.
Yes,
there's nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lied.
I mean,
it's facing awkward.
The truth. That's tough.
Other than that, I guess another team, Cowboys, started off hot 3-0. We talked about they were
hot
legit.
Hot boys.
They're the cold boys now, though. They went 3-0 to start the year, but they didn't play anyone. Now they lost two in a row to the Packers, and I don't know who it was before, the Saints, I think. Mm-hmm. And then this week they come back with the Jets, so a chance to get back on track, but...
The Jets, baby.
They don't look good.
Not optimistic this year?
Is no. Sammy coming back?
Who?
Sammy
Darnold? Darnold? Yeah, he is back.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And we got Chris Herndon coming back fresh off this 4-game suspension, so.
He's back from Ligma.
He is.
What about Joe?
Joe. Mama.
Mama. Oh, almost
God,
got
you're
him.
Such an idiot.
Almost got him. You want to move on to some college football?
Let's do it. Let's keep talking football. Let's talk about upset of the week.
Football.
So, last week, me and Sut, we both.
I got a dub with Cincinnati. Pick.
You did, Friday night game. So the updated standings, I'm at 3-3 in first place. You guys are tied with 2-4.
I would like to throw out there, SMU is the new UCF.
Interesting.
Explain.
They're the new UCF losing this week to Cincinnati, which I called for upset of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The torch has been passed of the best non-Power 5 team in football. And it's SMU. Did you see their game with, who did SMU play?
I did watch. It was triple overtime.
Yeah, who did they play, though?
Crap. Oh, I know it.
SMU versus, I looked up SNU.
Was
Tulsa.
It
Tulsa.
It was Tulsa.
Close.
They won by 6.
Dude, but that was a crazy game.
This was their first game that they've played as a ranked team. It was something crazy. It was 1960.
Yeah.
They were down 30-9 at one point.
I know, dude.
Came back and... It was interesting.
I think SMU is pretty good. I think they're a really good team.
So, yeah, you made the correct pick of Cincinnati over UCF, Mac.
I had West Virginia over Texas. It was a close game, but I lost. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fair pick.
Yeah, that was a 10-point line, I think.
Good effort.
11-point loss. Very close to the line.
Ooh.
Hey.
It amazes.
Vegas knows.
It is,
Vegas knows.
It amazes. They're so close every time.
Mm. And the fact that... you get that heartbreak, right, when you see, or I don't gamble, but people, the line changes at the last minute in games all the time because they're always so accurate. That wouldn't happen if they weren't pinpoint on the lines every time.
It's not a guess.
It always seems like that team that's, back end covering, that's down 9 and the line is 8.5 or something, it always comes down to that last possession and whether they
score. Someone always slips in a touchdown even if it's a 40-point game and the line's 35, they slip in a 6-point.
Yeah, but it always swings, though, you know what I mean? It never goes the other way.
No.
It's always right at that line. It's one possession that makes it every single time.
I'll just look at my game real quick before we talk about some other games. I took Texas Tech over Oklahoma State.
Oh, last thing, speaking of lines, the over hit in the Cardinals-Braves game.
In the first inning.
In the first inning.
What was the over?
With one out in the first inning.
Yeah, what was the over?
I don't remember. But I just saw that the over hit.
Okay, yeah. I did see that.
Which is sad.
Some other games.
Sad, sad, sad.
As we'd look at week 6, it wasn't a super exciting week.
Yeah.
I mean, Ohio State proved, I think they officially proved that they're legit. The big win over Michigan State.
I agree. I mean, Ohio State, Fields is looking...
Very I've
nice.
Been high on them the whole season. I know they haven't played people.
Yeah,
but
I haven't been quite as high. He's balling.
I like Chase Young. Redskins are gonna get him. The R words are gonna get him in the NFL draft. So excited to get him on the team.
And who's their J.K. Dobbins still the running back?
I believe
he's looking
so.
Good.
Yeah.
And then Auburn, Florida was the only other big game of the week. Florida. They're looking good. Do you think they're officially time to call them legit, too?
I'm kind of turned off on Florida still from the week 1 game versus Miami.
Uh-huh.
Watching them play a Midway Park rec team on national television to start the season can really leave a bad taste in your mouth.
The
so
thing...
I can't, go all in on them.
See, the thing about that is I was so down on Felipe, and he's just not good.
But he's
just
not here.
Yeah, it switched. Once Trask came in, he looks good. He doesn't look great. He looks good. And that's all Florida needed is just a decent quarterback.
They're in the LSU mode where it's like, you just don't be bad as a quarterback.
You just need to do...
And we'll be okay.
Yeah, you have playmakers around them, just use them. Your defense is going to keep you in all the games.
Yeah, Florida's actually more similar to what LSU normally is. It's just Felipe was just messing it up for everyone.
I mean, speaking of LSU and Florida, they played this weekend.
That's going to be a battle.
I think that's a big game.
I'm excited for that one.
Who are you taking that game?
In Baton Rouge?
It's in Death Valley.
I'm taking LSU.
I agree.
I'm assuming the game, yeah, it's a night game in Death Valley.
Prime time.
But dude, I mean, LSU's ranked number 5, Florida's ranked number 7. What do you think the line is?
I think it's going to be LSU, like, I'll go 11, LSU.
It's 13.
Yeah.
That's close.
That's good. That's a good guess. I thought you were going to undersell it and say, like, maybe, like, 5 or something.
I thought about going, like, 2 or 3, but then I just...
Dude, it's Death Valley, man.
It's Death Valley, and Joe Burrow has looked very... I think he's... He's thrown, like, 4-plus touchdowns in 3 or 4 games this year.
This LSU team, I really, really like them.
Because it's the first time LSU has had a quarterback. Yeah. It's the first time that they have a decent offense.
I've said that multiple times on this show, so I don't want to just, like, be super redundant, but...
It's true.
LSU's been so successful over the past decade.
I mean, when's the last time they had, a quarterback that's making national headlines?
Never.
You can't pick one out.
They're so bad. They're always... It's not like they're even average. Like, they're just not good. Like, they're just slightly below average.
They just
average.
Produce, like, backup quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, Danny Etling, Mettenberger, they just...
Mettenberger was okay for a little while.
He was, but he was never good.
Exactly.
Joe Burrow has been really good this year.
Yeah, and a lot of times they tease you, too. So they'll be like, hey, watch how good I am this game.
Hey, guys.
And then the big one comes. Like, LSU was really out here beating Alabama in, like, 9-6. Like, do you remember that game?
Yeah.
Like, they were beating Alabama... off of just field goals and defense. Like, they've always been legit in that category, but now that they have a quarterback, like, this is as good as they've been in a long time.
Well, you mentioned the big one. Is this the big one for LSU? Is this one that, I mean, it's the big test for Joe Burrow, but before this, they've played Utah State, Vanderbilt, Texas, you could argue, is the best team they've played, but Big 12 defenses aren't as good as what you're going to see in SEC play coming up.
And they won that game 45-38, so the offense still played well, but, I mean, the defense wasn't. Is just because the offense is playing as well as it is, I mean, they have to be. I'm okay with them being a 2-touchdown favorite against Florida at home this weekend.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Florida based on the line, but I'm going to take LSU in the game.
Okay, see, I would actually take LSU on that line.
So you're taking LSU above 13?
Yeah,
2-touchdown
I would
win.
Take LSU by 2 touchdowns.
Yes, sir. Another big game. We just mentioned Texas. We got the Red River rivalry. I have to say it slow.
R-cubed.
Yeah, R-cubed. Down there in the Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Blake Smith.
Shout out the transfer.
Yep. Jalen Hurts going to get up against Texas and Sam Ehlinger. Who do you like down there?
Oh, what a game.
Oklahoma.
Really good game.
By a mile.
You like Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I agree.
What a quarterback matchup in that rivalry. I didn't even think about that until you just said it. High profile quarterbacks. I don't know. Oklahoma's just been a machine. Like, just as a program, like...
That's just pumping out talent.
Right, but, I mean, I hate to be corny here, but when it comes to the Red River rivalry, the Red River...
You can't say, like, unless you slow down and really think about it, it's hard.
When
it's
Red River rivalry.
It's a rivalry.
I tried.
Say it in your Ed Orgeron voice, where it's like...
Then it sounds normal. Red River rivalry.
It does.
Like, so when he's talking about, like, oh, like, if a reporter legitimately asks him, what do you think of that Texas-Oklahoma game? He's like, oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
But because it's a Big 12 matchup, you know, it's going to be like a shootout.
It's going to be
offensive.
High scoring.
Yeah.
But Oklahoma's defense is actually really good this year.
They look solid.
Huh?
They look solid.
Yeah. And, I mean, I watched their game, I think, last week, and, you know, the announcers are going to, for lack of a better word, just...
Go ahead.
Something funny?
The fact that the over-under is 77 was a little...
That is...
Is it really?
That's really... It's that high.
I mean...
It is.
What's the
oh
line?
My God.
Oklahoma is a 10.5 favorite.
I think I like the... I think I like Oklahoma in that one.
No, Oklahoma's going to win by... I'll take them by 21.
Ooh,
honestly.
Wow.
By 3 touchdowns?
Yep.
I'm gonna take Texas on the line here. I think in a rivalry game like this, I think it's just... It's going to be like a 1-point, a 3-point game.
What time is the game? Noon?
It normally is.
Yeah, noon.
It's at noon.
Classic Big 12 game.
Yeah, I like how before before when it comes on TV, they do the dramatic, like, you know, like the stroll through the river, and it's like,
do you know what I
the cool video?
Another thing is, I want someone to count listen game and see how many times they mention the state fair.
Oh, it's yeah. just every they love that state
they
fair.
They love it.
They
eat it up.
Yeah. That's their drug. They're just
like, I want to
say, they gotta feed it.
I bet there's a line in Vegas for or a over under for how many times they say it.
I mean, the Red River Rivalry announcers.
That's pretty good. Nice.
Love them. The State Fair.
I heard it. Yeah.
I just really wanted to say it again.
I'm pushing 2%.
Staying in Texas, A&M versus Bama down there in College Station.
I'm gonna take Bama.
I agree.
Good pick.
That's just what my gut's telling me. They're a
your moral law.
Bama's nice. On the road at Texas A&M against a ranked team.
You wouldn't get
and they're
it,
a 17 Mike. Point favorite. 16.
I think it's gonna keep. I think it's gonna stay under.
Jeez.
I'm taking Bama by like 10. Just it's tough to go into Kyle Field. The 12th man is real.
The 12th man. I was about to say.
I think it's real.
I know it seems like we're. Hold on.
I got nothing to say about this.
You don't have an opinion on the Alabama Texas A&M game?
I don't think they'll win by less than 10, like you're Dude, saying.
They're gonna.
You're
like, I don't think it'll be that close of a game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see like a 17-point lead with Bama going to the fourth quarter and A&M sneaks in a touchdown.
It's gonna, it's gonna be the stupid swing where the line seven. I don't know. I mean, Bama's not Bama's
the garbage
gonna,
points.
Bama's gonna win the game comfortably.
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's not gonna come down to.
There's just been no signs of Tua slowing down this year.
Yeah, I don't think this is the best Alabama team ever.
No,
I don't.
It's not as good as last year.
Yeah, I don't think it's like an untouchable Alabama.
That's what I'm excited for this college football season is. Even Clemson with Trevor has not looked good this year.
Yeah, you can't just – nobody's really like a sure thing.
Like last year it was just, all right, it's going to be Bama and Clemson again. This year I think it's wide open between Ohio State, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
You could slide Notre Dame in there if you wanted to, which we're going to talk about in a sec. But there's a lot of good teams, and it should make for an interesting playoff and playoff decision to see who gets in.
I'll tell you, though, I just really hope LSU and Alabama cannot lose until they play each other. Alabama will get there fine. They play like Tennessee, Arkansas. LSU has a gauntlet of a schedule coming.
Well, LSU has a very they're probably third best schedule in the country.
LSU is hosting Florida this weekend.
Uh huh.
The weekend after that, they're going to Mississippi State. Mm. So they're not ranked, but they're probably close. And that's
it's
just
a little bit of trap game.
Yeah, it's a trap game.
Just because
the cowbells, dude, that's always a hard.
Well, when you
play.
Compare them to the rest of the teams they're playing, it seems easy, but it's not necessarily an easy game.
Exactly, and it's the SEC West, yeah. Like, and then they host number 12 right now, Auburn.
Yeah.
So what do you think LSU's record is over that stretch? At home versus Florida, at Mississippi State, at home versus Auburn.
I want to say 3-0 because I like Joe Burrow, but 2-1 is very realistic, I think.
Yeah.
I would have said Auburn would have given him trouble, but after seeing them play Florida, I don't
Bo
think
Nick,
that's
it. I'm not,
sold on him.
Everyone
at all.
Hyped him up
for
the first game. He threw a jump ball, 50-50 ball. It wasn't like he won the game, the wide receiver.
I think they could go 3-0 in that stretch.
I
like him.
I don't know what they're going to do. I like him. I would love.
Uh-huh.
LSU to win those three games because you know they're going to jump. If they beat a number 7 Florida, go on the road, take care of business at Mississippi State,
they better
beat an Auburn team.
You're putting that's a top 4 team. To me.
That's a top 4 team, and then you're getting LSU at Bama on a Saturday night with a top 5 showdown.
Have you seen tickets to like right now? Cheapest tickets like $300 for way Upper Deck and Bryant Denny. Someone can fact check and see what they really are.
I don't
but...
fact check that. That's a complex fact check.
But moving on to three, they're good games still, but not as exciting as the ones we just talked about. Wisconsin, Michigan State up in the Big Ten. Nothing too exciting.
Big Ten football is such a bore after you talk about
the
rough SEC West.
But possible future guests on the show, the tight end for Wisconsin, little connection in there.
You don't explain that connection just because you mentioned it. You got to explain it.
I grew up with this kid. He was about...
It's not Jake Butt.
It's not Jake Butt. So
comment.
I know some of you are gotta let that know, but no, he's a freshman freshman tight end.
There you go.
A little stutter there. I grew up with this kid for a long time. My our moms were like best friends. And he got recruited by Wisconsin to be a wide receiver, and then they beefed him up and made a tight end. He's like 6'7". Kid's massive, but apparently he's really tight with Jonathan Taylor, so that's pretty sick.
That's cool.
Because if Wisconsin's good at one thing, it's for beefing people up.
Am I right?
And Jonathan Taylor's been unstoppable this year.
He's looked good.
Heisman candidate.
I mean, but
it's not
going to He's already had 745 yards and 12 touchdowns. They're through five games. Not even halfway through down for
season.
Is that good? No.
Is that good?
No.
Good. Just a little bit. But also the 775 yards is on 100 carries.
Is that good?
Workhorse.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Workhorse.
Yeah, that's good. He's no McCaffrey, but...
No. I mean... Can't argue with that. Next up, Mac, your team, Notre Dame. USC has been a little bit down this year, but anytime they play each other, it's exciting, and it should be a decent game, not a night game we got.
USC is always like a challenging offensive team. Their leading receiver is Michael Pittman Jr.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little inside connection with his little brother, but he's looking pretty good this year. Hopefully he doesn't tear up
We're
our defense.
If you
but
can't tell.
No one can tear up our defense except Georgia, so...
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be.
I mean, I don't think Georgia really teared up your defense.
I don't want it to be a close game.
Georgia, that was a good game.
Yeah, I mean it was like within reach.
Mm-hmm.
Last game of the day, another Big Ten game, Penn State Iowa. I think Penn State's another team you got to start calling legit. I mean, it seems like after they lost Saquon, everyone said they were gonna go down, and then after they lost McSorley last year, go down again, but. They're 5-0 and they're rolling again.
The program's been pretty good. They survived the Sandusky era, somehow.
Who's Sandusky?
You innocent boy.
Sweet.
My bad.
Sweet innocent brick.
But going into Kinnick Stadium is no easy task, as most people know.
Not at all.
Anyone you want to take picks in that game?
Give me Iowa.
I've been to Kinnick Stadium.
Give me Iowa.
How is it?
They have a cool chant where they basically have like. It's kind of like a big rectangular stadium, so each section's assigned a letter, and they spell out Iowa, and it's really cool when you get your letter. It's really fun.
That's fun. Sounds like a good time.
And I actually did go. I think that was the season they went 12-0.
We should do that with BLS, like go around the table and we should say.
We could. Who wants to be the B?
Okay, we'll skip that. I think I'm going to take Penn State, though.
L-S.
All right. Let's move into some upset of the week. So, do you want to play our Upset of the Week song real quick?
On my phone?
Yep. I think this week's a little more interesting. A lot more upsets than last week. Last week ended up working out, although we took some easier picks.
Coming right up.
But we'll get into it.
Yeah. Drizzy.
Of the week.
Nice. All right, there you go. Let's roll into it. Week 7 upset picks. Who wants to start it off?
I don't think y'all will take mine.
Can we play rock, paper, scissors?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, three-way.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, I'll take the last pick.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right.
I will take... You took last pick?
Yeah.
Oh, because you went first.
Oh, he thought ahead. He was thinking of this.
Okay, give me the middle then.
All right, yeah, I'll take first.
All right, I'm okay with that.
Easy dub. First pick of the upset of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Hawaii over number 14, Boise State.
Mm. Ooh.
Really late game. No one's going to watch it.
Warriors.
But you'll probably wake up and be like, oh my God, Boise State's not legit. They should not be 14. They're going to be playing on a blue field. They're going to suck. And Hawaii's going to... Honolulu roll right over there.
Interesting.
That was good.
Cowabunga, boy.
Alright.
I am gonna go a bit of a conservative route here, but it's because I really do believe strongly in this pick. Miami at home versus Virginia is gonna roll.
Okay.
But Miami's a 2-point favorite. Virginia's ranked number 20. I mean, Miami's going to win by, like, 2 touchdowns. I'm sorry. This Miami team, I believe in them. I'm going to take the Canes here.
Okay, I think that's fair. Before I say this, I just want to say, after I get my pick here, we can throw in some honorable mentions.
Because there are a lot.
There are a lot.
Potential picks.
I'm deciding between two.
And it's probably the two that I was looking at, but decided against. There were three this week that I was really comfortable taking.
Yeah, I agree. I've got three I'm still looking at that you guys didn't even take.
Exactly.
Ah, man. All right.
I'm going to go ACC. A quiet 19th ranked Wake Forest team is at home against Louisville. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Louisville in the night game there.
Okay.
I don't have a great reason. I just feeling it. Louisville did. I did like the way, small sample size, but I watched the first half when Louisville played Notre Dame, mm-hmm. and they looked.
They put up a good fight.
Their offense looked really good. Their QB.
They looked good in the time that I saw. So. Mm-hmm. I don't see why.
You've only seen positive things from them.
Yeah, so we'll stick with them.
And Wake Forest also, I understand, isn't like a...
They're not a juggernaut.
Yeah, so you can see them falling from 19. That's yes. fair.
So some other games we got, I mean, you can take Oregon State over Utah.
You could take Iowa over Penn State. I mean, that's a 17 over 10.
Okay, I think we're... Stay on the unranked versus ranked. That's fair.
Okay, I mean...
I'm just saying. A possible upset. I think you could go.
Idiot. That's an upset.
You could go the game we just talked about between USC and Notre Dame if you were bold enough.
Nope.
I don't think so. I still think Notre Dame will win. I was thinking you were going to stick to your Pac-12 guns and go Washington State over number 18 Arizona State.
I thought about it. I also thought about going Texas Tech for the second week in a row and
Mike
over
Leach.
Baylor.
Ooh, Mike Leach. Bold. Mike Leach. Though.
But I mean, Houston Mahomes. Over Cincinnati if you want to be really safe.
You're going to bet against Patty Mahomes? You stupid.
I mean, maybe South Carolina over number 3 Georgia. They're only Georgia's only 24.5 favorites.
I bet against Georgia.
We don't make close picks here.
I bet against Georgia already. I'm not doing that again.
What about Florida State versus Clemson?
Not doing that again until a game that matters.
I did too. I picked Tennessee over them.
I mean, you could go Florida State Clemson. Florida State used to be good. They're not very good anymore.
Florida State's so bad.
Dude, Jameis is nice. Don't bet against
okay.
him.
Okay.
Dalvin Cook is really
Dalvin
good.
Dalvin Cook,
Florida State.
Kelvin Benjamin. I mean,
what
they
a
got
talented,
a lot of playmakers.
What a talented lineup right there.
That's a good college lineup.
I know. And what's his name? Bobby Bowden is their head coach. He's phenomenal.
And Clemson's only 27.
Jalen Ramsey on D.
And then Malik Beasley on the basketball team. Yeah. What a great school. Jonathan
Dwayne
Isaac.
Bacon?
Yeah, all those guys on the same team right now.
Are you even thinking
Maybe
state right now?
Matthew Cleveland could be
possible
future Seminole.
Might have said that on our show. Maybe, maybe not.
But speaking of Clemson.
We said it, guys.
We went down there. We were speaking Clemson because they play Florida State.
We're speaking of ACC, which a little bit we were talking about Clemson. Okay, let's do it. Speaking of Clemson, go ahead. I'll throw that one back.
Best player in the ACC.
We were just down there in Clemson.
Up
this
there.
Path up there?
Over there.
Over there.
To east, the to
east
the east
there.
Of. Yeah.
East there. East there. We were there this past weekend. Talked to Curran Scott and John Newman III. Good weekend. We were very impressed with Clemson's facilities, I think.
Yeah, they look a little weird from the outside. Everything's spaced out really far. Compared to other like big time schools' campuses, it was just all right. But the college town feels really good.
But inside the stadium was fantastic.
Oh, I mean, that's what I was about to get to. Inside the facility itself was unbelievable. At least the basketball facility.
No, I don't think we can compare it to Georgia Tech just because we didn't see as much of Georgia Tech as we did Clemson.
Clemson's locker room is awesome.
John gave us a nice tour of everything. Very impressed facilities.
Yeah, I've done a lot of unofficial visits for basketball, and I was by far impressed with Clemson the most. Clean facility. I kind of sat down in chairs and like envisioned myself, you know, warming up before the game. And
it's somewhere you could see yourself playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Georgia Tech is strongly, strongly pursuing me. So just a decision. It's going to come down the wire.
Well, we're excited for you guys to hear this interview with John. It was a good one.
This is a great one.
We think it's probably one of our best yet.
Real talk, no cap. This was a great interview.
All right, let's go ahead and cut right into it.
I'm so sorry.
Johnny?
What's up, guys? We're in here in Little John Coliseum with John. John, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Mac, Jake, how was your trip up here? You guys have a good time?
I got some buffalo wing pretzel bites, so those are pretty good.
Awesome. Jake, how you feeling today?
It's good. It's good. It's a little bit farther than Georgia Tech, but we're here. It wasn't too bad.
Second ACC school. We're planning to have the whole ACC done by next year at this pace, so we're doing good so far. So John, what you doing this weekend? What you been up to?
This weekend, man, we had family day. So we basically just had our families come in. We scrimmage, do a little 3 8-minute segments. Mm-hmm. So we have a little scrimmage and a squad scrimmage, and then eat with our families. Everybody kind of gets to know each other. So I was doing that yesterday. Then after that, me and the guys, we're just, you know, out and about. You know, getting active early.
The college life, if you will.
Trying to live a little bit, man. Trying to live a little bit.
You said you went to a breakfast with your parents this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you have?
I had IHOP.
IHOP.
Yeah.
What do you get at IHOP? Yeah. IHOP's like a great breakfast restaurant. It's We're Waffle House people, though.
Waffle House. That's where I wanted to go, but my parents is bougie. I just keep it simple with 3 pancakes, some bacon and some eggs. You know, I don't venture out too much, man. You know, I'll be chilling.
Yeah, obviously Georgia's big Waffle House area, so.
Sure.
That's like a twice a week thing.
Kind of y'all got the Dwarf House in Georgia, right?
With the Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A plus Waffle. Yeah. That's tough.
That's like a thing people not from Georgia like think about when they think of Georgia.
Yeah.
Dwarf House.
Yeah, Dwarf House. I'm like, dang, y'all popping. Y'all got it going on.
I don't think I've ever like thought about it that way, from being from Georgia.
There's like 3, maybe. Yeah. Like, they're just at random places, and you just go to some Chick-fil-A's, and they're just super small. Like, it's weird. But
yeah.
I did not know that. So, you're excited for this upcoming season? You guys are rebuilding a little bit, but you should have a chance to play a pretty big role.
Yeah, definitely. I think this year's team is very unique because we have a lot of young talent. We got a good mixture of, like, young talent and, like, some older guys, grad transfers, like Curran, Tevin, and I got Paul. We got 7 or 8, 9 new guys.
Oh, wow.
You know, we lost a lot last year, but we also gained a lot. We gained a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. We're not the biggest team, but we're real scrappy, athletic. And we play for each other. I think that's one of the biggest things that's most exciting. I think our fans are going to love seeing that. Like, a team that is passionate, plays hard, really puts on a show because we're athletic, so we can get out and run. And then we just really, like, I think they're going to enjoy the most thing that we just play for each other. We play with a lot of enthusiasm and emotion. So I think that we have a great opportunity to do some great things, and I really like my squad. I love my, and we're all like brothers. We're all like brothers. So that connection is there. We got chemistry, and I think that's going to allow us to pull off some wins that people probably think that we shouldn't.
Of course.
I mean, you said you got a lot of new players. Did you do any, like, fun, like, team bonding things to get that chemistry that you're talking about?
We love the team bond.
Yeah, love team bonding. I mean, really, we've done a few things. Our coaches have set up just, you know what I'm saying, mandatory, like, team OTAs and stuff like that. We've been to the coaches' lake house a few times.
You like tubing? What did you do with the lake house?
I went tubing, yeah. I went tubing. That was lit. I about fell off that joint. I was, like, my hands were just dangling. It was me and Hunter.
The grip strength. Yeah. Starts giving out. And you're I'll take the fall here.
Yeah, I was like, I can't give up though. I didn't fall off, but I almost did.
Tubing is one of the things that, like, I don't do enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's so fun, but, like, I just don't do it that often.
Yeah, facts.
Like, in a perfect world, I'd tube, like, once a week. I don't know. Like, it's just so fun, man.
Yeah, it is fun. It's definitely lit, man. Like, but it was my first time doing it a few weeks ago, and like I was so scared. Cause like, I'd be hearing that people were dying doing everything, and if I ever hear about someone dying doing something, I'm like, bro, I'm not interested, bro. Like, I was telling Hannah, I was like, bro, did someone die tubing?
Do you like roller coasters then?
Yeah, roller coasters are cool, but I haven't been on them in a while. I haven't been to like an amusement park probably since I was like 13. I went to Hershey Park when I was 13, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Where they make Hershey.
Yeah.
I went with my boy Hershey Alex. My boy Alex and his pops.
Shout out Alex.
Yeah, shout out Alex. He played at Wofford, man. Getting the job done already.
Oh, Wofford. We like Wofford.
Yeah, man.
Can you imagine, like, tubing once a week your forearm strength? But, like,
you're a monster, right?
Speaking of the strength, the most important question, how much do you bench?
Do I bench?
We got enough.
One rep. One rep. What's the bench? Rep.
Your max.
Because that's the only lift that matters.
I think I'm at, like, 215.
Jose said 225, but, like, he was definitely...
That was lying.
Yeah,
who said 225?
Jose.
All his teammates called him out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably can't.
Yeah,
he
that
probably
was...
No diss to my man. He can hoop, but yeah.
So, anything at the lake? Like, what else you guys do? Just boat stuff? Just hang out?
Boat stuff, really. Like, we was on the lake. First time is when I went tubing.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time, we kind of just chilled. I didn't even get in the water the second time. I was just, like, cooling. But we went on a little boat ride and stuff. Things like that, really. Like, I mean, we do so many other things that aren't mandatory as a team. Like, we literally, nobody's ever alone, like, except for right now. Everybody's quick on me. I only asked a couple of guys, but, you know, Hunter had to go to church and stuff like that. So, but really, we're never really, in ones. Like, you're always going to see us in 2, 3, 4. You might see us in a group of 8, 9.
So buddy,
like,
system.
Yeah, we really, like, you know, some gang stuff. We really be mobbing because, like, we
Y'all are really out here like that.
Yeah, we treat each other like brothers. If it's a party, we probably all pulling up. We had a little function. Everybody pulled up. Like, we're really like a family. So that's, like, so exciting to me. Like, it's one of the teams. Like, when I was in high school, that's how, my junior year, that's how we were. Like, everybody was a family. And that chemistry, we beat teams like IMG. They had, like, Trayvon Duvall and all them. We beat Wheeler. They had, like, Jordan Tucker. You remember they had Jordan Tucker and all them?
That team was loaded.
Beat them 20 ball them. And then, like, we beat so many teams. Just, I think chemistry is just so important.
For sure. At every level, too. When you, like the guys you're playing with, it's more fun, too.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit into high school stuff. You won state 3 times in your high school career, right?
Yeah.
Like, what was that like? Was that a great experience?
Yeah, that's dope. It's dope. It's definitely one for the history books. Like, it's not many people walk around, you know what I'm saying? That played at a competitive level. High school basketball, like I said, they won 3 state championships.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think that's credited to, like, the hard work that I put in as an individual. I got up, had a lot of, like, early mornings and stuff like that. And then late nights, me and my boys, we was always in the gym grinding. So, I mean, I think it's a testament to my hard work, their hard work, the team chemistry we were able to develop. Because my junior year, that was, like, the main year we probably were, like, at the height of our, you know what I'm saying?
As a program kind of team.
And we had so much going on. But that thing that people don't realize about that group is that, like, our like, top 7 or 8 guys, we all grew up in Greensboro. We were all, like, have known each other since we were 7 years old. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, that chemistry thing is, like, huge. Like,
y'all have just been playing with each other since you were young.
Yeah, like, my point guard, Jordan, he plays at North Carolina Central. He's led them to the tournament 2 times in a row since junior year. He led them to the tournament as a freshman, as a sophomore. He was my point guard. That's actually my cousin, so I know him since then.
Oh, wow.
That's my brother. And then,
literally your cousin.
Yeah. Our moms are sisters. And then J.P. Moore, I've known him since I was 7. He plays at Temple. Solomon Smith, he's at Southern Wesleyan now. I knew him since I was a youngin. Will Dillard, Alex, that plays at Wofford.
Where is Will Dillard now? Where did he go?
Georgia Southern.
That's right.
Yeah. So, like, I think that that's, like, kind of one of the main things. But it's definitely
your team sounded like it was loaded, for sure.
I mean, really, I went to the biggest school out of that team. And that's what's crazy about it. Like,
uh-huh.
Clemson, like, that's, like, the biggest school. You would think that we had all these, you know what I'm saying, high major guys across the board. But it really wasn't even that. It was just youngins from Greensboro having chemistry.
Whole squad. That's awesome.
It was a gang.
And then you played against Zion in high school, right?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was cool. It was just, like,
we're big Zion fans on this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, he's so...
I mean, who isn't?
Like, pause. He's so thick. You know? Okay.
Oh, my God. Freak, ain't he? Man, yeah, he big, man. Pause. But, I mean, I can see why you would be a fan of Zion. He's exciting. And I mean, he brings so much to the game.
That was not scripted.
Not scripted.
No.
He brings so much to the game, so much excitement and life to the game. He's hard not to like, man.
Yeah, he looks like he's having so much fun. What do you think he's going to be like in the NBA this year?
I think he's going to be good. I mean, a lot of people are saying he doesn't have enough skill to do this and that, but honestly, I mean, he's been doing it. He's been running through people the past 3 years, and no one's putting – whenever he goes to the basket, there's not too many people that stopping him, bro. Like, people are like, man, he's not going to be able to do that. Like, people said that in college. Like, it was like, these are grown men in college. He's not going to be able to do it.
He did it.
He got player of the year. Like,
yeah.
He's a freak of nature. He's literally like LeBron. Like,
uh-huh.
All that, like, that. His athleticism is freakish, bro. Like, I think he'll be really good. I think he'll get at least. I think he can get you at least 15,
uh-huh.
8.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, that dude's a monster.
You can stop him.
Yeah, we believe in you.
Yeah.
So you're on a fast break, right? Zion's coming down the rim on his strong side. Would you jump with him?
Yeah, I'm jumping. I block dunks, bro. Like, I
told you
that,
he can,
man.
Stop.
I'm a dunk blocker, man. That's what I do, man. Right,
well, you actually dunked on – I'm a South Carolina fan.
But, oh, yeah.
So you dunked on Chris Silva. That was one of your highlights last year.
Yeah, that was
where was that? Was that here?
No, that was at South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's on
–
I need to pull that up. Yeah.
I thought I missed that joint, though.
Uh-huh.
I would have got hyped. Like,
hey.
Y'all might have seen a video. I was just running back. I missed it.
Two hands?
Yeah,
looks good.
Two hands, man.
Honestly, that's a win-win. Either you block Zion
or you get all over ESPN. Just get your name out there.
Another player that drafted last year, Kobe White. You played with him AAU, right?
Yeah, that's my brother.
No, so I mean, was he? Could you tell like he was an NBA player at that point?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I've been playing against him even like how I was telling y'all earlier how I played with them guys all my life. I played against Kobe all my life, like since we was like 8, 9 years old. Like he was playing for like Garner Road, a little short, like Indian looking.
Did he have the hair then?
Nah, he didn't have it. His hair was short.
Since he was little.
The same bun or whatever?
He was always, like, quick and could shoot. From deep. Like, he played with Garner Road at the end of Prospects. Like,
he had a good game in here, too, when I was
Yeah, he had a great game against us. But, yeah, he's just always been such a hard worker. And I think that, like, everything that's coming to him is, like, it's really he deserves it all because he's worked so hard and he's been through so much and to just overcome like all the things that he's been
right,
through.
Right, like with his father and stuff. That's a crazy
dad,
story.
Losing his dad, all like and there's even stuff beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that he's been through and he's always been tough through it and it's just really admirable. I never tell him this because like I'm not gonna just, like bro, I really like.
You don't want to get in your feels with
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, I ain't getting my feels with him, but like. That's like one of the main things, not even basketball wise, that I really admire about him, and because he's just such a hard nosed guy, and he just really just knows how to get it done. So you know, I'm so happy for him. I'm proud of him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Almost like that in the press conference when you saw his reaction or whatever.
Yeah,
it came.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
we genuine, do that all the time.
He's genuine. Like he really like family. Like he said, he love you. He mean that. Like he was happy for Cam. Like genuinely. Like a lot of people thought it was like. Meme, like a joke, but
uh-huh.
he was dead ass.
Yeah, that's awesome,
yeah.
For sure.
So coming out of high school, what like offers and what other schools were you considering besides Clemson?
I had offers from like I wrapped the mark pretty early. I wanted to get it over with for I didn't want a bunch of people calling me at all time tonight. So I had Georgia Tech, Cincinnati. UNC Charlotte, James Madison, Old Dominion, Virginia, Providence, Wake Forest, Boston College, some others. Yeah.
So you had a pretty good list. When Clemson offered, did you know that was going to be the place, or did it take a while, or what was that
for
like?
Real, I had no clue, bro. Like honestly, like when they offered me after my 16s, so people not usually committing that early, but
right.
After my 16s season at AU, they offered me. And really, like, I had no idea I was going to be here. Like, I was like, oh, cool. And, but really, I just wanted to go on visits. And something about this place kept drawing me back to coming here. I'm like, man, I'm going to go on another visit today. I'm going to do a football game, get to a basketball game. And slowly, I just started to, like, learn more what this program was about and the people that were in it and, like, where I could see myself in it. And I felt like this was just the program for me. I had no idea. Like, some things that happen in life, you're not going to have any idea, like, that it's coming to you. And, but I just always kept it, like, about what was going to be best for me and my situation. And so I ended up here.
That's awesome.
I just bet on myself. A lot of people say I could. Why didn't you go here? But I think this is the best situation for me. I love this program. My coaches, I'm comfortable with everybody. And I think I'm in a great situation.
Sure.
Anything. Is there a reason you chose number 15 when you came to Clemson?
I started wearing 15 when I was like 13 years old.
Okay.
I was with the North Carolina Gators. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, that number just kind of fit me. Like, I just like 15. Like
how it looks on you in the mirror, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I'm just like a 15 kind of guy. It's just like,
we all have
like,
our numbers.
Yeah. Some numbers, like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody might like 53. They fit them. Like, if you think 53 fits you, then rock out.
I've got your schedule pulled up for this year. Are there any games in particular you're really looking forward to, excited about?
Yeah, I'm excited for the first one, for real. Mm-hmm. We're right at everybody from the jump. So like,
open up with Virginia Tech at home.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that. We're right at everybody though. Like, I'm equally excited for every game.
Uh-huh.
It's just some games maybe like considered as bigger opportunities than others, but I'm gonna get up for everything. So,
for sure.
Yeah, we right at everybody.
From your freshman year, what's the craziest place you played last year?
Craziest place? I'm going to go with probably NC State.
Oh, wow. That's a different... Normally, we obviously get Cameron or even North Carolina or something, but yeah. NC State?
Yeah, because NC State, it was just like... It was a vibe. Like, it felt like it was more than a game for... Like, it was just like fun. It was like a fun environment. Mm-hmm. And like, it was hostile, but like, it was cool. It was a cool hostile. Maybe because I was at home. I'm from North Carolina, so like, I felt like I was right at home. I didn't feel like it was no away game. And then really, that's how I felt at Duke. I mean, mm-hmm. Duke is, I mean, it's cool. It's not.
It's super small.
Yeah, it's just small. I don't think it's anything necessarily like, oh my God, Duke. Like, I think it's just small, and it's kind of like interesting that they have such a small gym for such a big team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I don't think it's that hard to play in. For
uh-huh.
You said you had hostile crowd at NC State.
Yeah.
Do you have beef with anyone?
Yeah, is there anyone that like we need to call out on the show?
Because we'll take your side no matter what. Yeah. We
allow beef. No, I
Nobody.
We'll find something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my for me to beef with.
So you just need to call someone out now and start beef with someone.
And then we'll just hype up your matchup within the whole, like, from now until you play them. Every day, we'll hype it up.
It's crazy because literally when I was in high school, we had an AU team. We had played against this other team when we were out in Vegas.
What was their name? Because you played for CP3, you're 17,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we were playing against Brad Billy Lee. And okay. This guy, he was talking jump. And then Kobe had jumped in.
Okay, we can probably go find out who this person is, so you might as well just tell us now.
I mean, y'all can do y'all research. But, like, me and Kobe, we was right. We was talking trash to this guy. See me after the game. All this. But, yeah, I mean, I don't got no beef with that guy. I think we was just kind of in our feeling. Could we have lost?
So you went to Vegas that 17 year? Was that fun, that whole Vegas trip?
Vegas is cool. I think that it's just hot. Dumb expensive, bro. And it's really just not for people like me because like I'm cheap and I'm not gonna be gambling or doing anything stupid with my money. So in the future, I feel like Vegas is all right, but I may spend like 2-3 days out there max.
Yeah,
I don't got no business out there.
You also can't really do anything if you go like as an 11th grader.
Right,
like,
yeah, I'm a young boy. Like, what can I do? Yeah. Just like walk around and look at people.
There's some crazy. You can go people watching for sure, though.
Yeah. It's definitely some stuff to see out there.
Who do you think the toughest player in all your time of playing basketball has been to guard? Like, just best player you've had to match up with?
Yeah, that's tough. I think there's animals.
Being from North Carolina, too, I'm sure you played
yeah.
a ton.
Dang, bro. Shoot, I'm going to probably go with. Like, that I played against, or that was specifically my matchup?
I mean, played against, eat both, okay. Whoever you think has been tough.
So, the toughest player I played against has got to be, I'm probably good with Ben Simmons, just because, like.
Oh, wow. In high school?
Yeah, he's just an animal. Like, he can do everything in high school. I mean, other than
yeah, you can shoot. You can shoot better than him, though.
I mean, he can getting a little mid range now, though. But I mean,
it's so ugly, though. It's ugly.
It's a little awkward, but in high school, like he could like legit hit threes, like.
What happened?
I guess that, like he's still probably adjusting to the NBA line. I guess, mm-hmm. But I mean, he'll figure it out. Sure. Like once he does, he's gonna be unstoppable. Like Giannis. The difference between Ben and Giannis is Giannis. His shot is not the best right now, but he'll shoot it, bro. He don't care.
Uh-huh. Like, you got to, like, keep him honest.
Yeah, Ben just won't shoot. Like, bro, well, you got to pull it, bro. You got to give it a chance. Like, Ben don't really give it a chance, but he probably the toughest person I've played against.
Mm-hmm.
And someone I had a guard, I probably got to go with Darius Garland.
Oh, yeah.
He got so much stuff.
He has so many moves.
Like, he got OD moves. Quick as a cat. He can shoot. Like, he's literally, like, he's a pro. Like, he's tough.
So speaking of Darius Garland, Colin Sexton on the Cavs, like they're playing on this. We're big Colin Sexton fans. I saw Colin play a ton in high school. What do you think about his game?
He's nice. He can score. He real cool. I got to spend some time in the hotel with him because he played with our 17s when I was 16. So he's a cool guy. I rock with him heavy, and he can score that bill. I mean,
yeah.
It's all
he's a dog.
Watching him score.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're talking about like people playing. We're big 2K guys, so what would you describe your 2K archetype like?
Like me?
Yeah, like how do you describe yourself if you built
a
player
on
2K?
Yourself.
Like what what badges I would have.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Thank you for understanding this question. I feel like it's not that hard. Yeah. People have a hard time with it, though.
Yeah. How many badges can I get?
I mean,
just like a slashing, like.
Yeah, like
wing.
Yeah, like
okay.
One.
Oh, my little, the two oh, things. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like two-way wing or whatever.
Yeah.
I probably go with like two-way superstars.
99 overall. Yes,
just
sir.
All around great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I do a little bit of everything, so I'm going to go with two-way actually.
I got you. I mean, that makes sense. We saw the poster at South Carolina. I'll go ahead and give you a sharpshooter badge.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm getting it up this year, so we're going to see it.
We're excited. So one thing we wanted to do, we haven't actually done with an interview before, is just read, it's obviously like we didn't come up with this, but just read straight mean tweets about you that we found.
Okay.
Like just absolutely haters, just saying completely mean stuff and just see what your reaction is.
Okay.
John Newman should not be in the game at all tonight. He can't hit a shot to save his life. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh my god.
Such a hater.
Bro, that is funny. That's funny as hell, bro. Bro, that's crazy, bro. I never seen that.
People will say
because like after a game, like you look up your name on Twitter and stuff like that. I've never seen that.
I just think it's just funny to picture like you're playing and someone's sitting on their couch at home just tweeting away at you.
Right, like yeah, like what? That's crazy. That's
we found some funny ones, man. Oh my gosh.
Nah, bro. That's funny.
We weren't sure if you were.
Do you really?
Oh my god.
No, not every year. I'm just saying, like, every now and then. Like,
yeah, you...
I would do that, too.
Yeah.
What do you
like,
think about me?
Like, yeah, like, you see something, like, say, like, I when we was in Italy, everybody was trying to look up their name and see what the Italian was saying. They were like, bro, look what she's saying, bro. Like, yeah, like, after a good game, whatever, you probably be like, yeah, let me see what they're
saying. You want someone to hype you up a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
like,
so...
Retweet it.
I'm not an arrogant guy, but I...
Yeah.
So while we're on the Italy trip, let's actually touch on that a little bit. What was that trip like? A good experience? Was that fun?
Yeah, Italy was dope, man. It was dope. We was over there for like 2.5 weeks.
Oh wow,
yeah,
that's a long trip.
Yeah, it was a long trip.
Did it get too long towards the end?
Nah, cause we was winning, so like we was like, all right, we out here, we're not gonna
leave
and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we was cooling, and I mean, we kind of had a routine schedule every day, so like we got into a little routine, and then there were some things like. Low key, we faced a lot of adversity. It was a lot that was thrown at us out there, but we really just figured it out. We was figuring out just ways to win and how to just overcome and maintain.
The chemistry really connected.
Yeah, it helped us a lot. Like that Italy trip will help us a lot down the road.
What was the process like? When did you find out you were going on that? Because that was with USA Basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was USA Action. I found out we were going. I knew it like March.
Uh-huh.
Like they've been talking about it all year type stuff, but we weren't for sure yet. So but you know, I probably found out like February, March.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Was Italy the only country you went to?
Yeah, Italy's the only country. It's just like we played in Naples. That was like a southern Italy, and then we flew into Rome though. So we was kinda like that.
It was a lot of sightseeing,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Especially in Rome.
Yeah. Have you been to any other, like, foreign countries?
I've been to the Cayman Islands. We went over there Thanksgiving last year.
Oh, for a tournament?
Uh-huh. Year
in
tournament.
So gotcha. All right, so...
Wait, let me get...
Yeah,
you guys
ahead.
Won the gold medal when you were with Team USA. What was that like?
That was dope, man. It was so dope because I had literally, like, when we had touchdown in Italy, I was just envisioning that, like, how am I, like, what... I think, like, as an athlete, like, sometimes... When we're trying to champion something, like when we're trying to make it to the championship and like win something, like it's important to like envision it. So like you gotta have a vision of like how it's gonna look in your head before, during, and after. Like, I just kept envisioning like after this, man, I'm gonna play this song in my head when I'm driving back. Like I'm gonna put this caption with my picture to go ahead of it. Like, this is the caption I'm gonna use. Like I was really like envisioning all that, like how I would blah blah. I really wanted to jump on the little side of the thing. Like, yeah, like, that's what I really wanted to get on. But like I think I really just had to imagine it and see it. So, like, once I did it, it was even more, like, it was just surreal, bro. Like, there's not many people walking around saying they want a gold medal.
Where do you keep your gold medal?
It's at home. I think my parents are going to frame it or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I got a memorabilia box, so it's just really, it's at the top of my closet. I ain't gonna lie. It's at the top of my closet in a little box, but it'll be framed pretty soon, man. It's going up.
That's cool. You want to get back to some mean tweets? I got two more.
Go ahead,
more.
You got them.
Yeah, we have two.
Bro,
we have two more.
I'm saving
the funniest one for last, okay. But we'll just get to this one right here. This guy named Chick Gillespie said, John Newman has no business being on the floor for Clemson right now. What is Coach Brenault thinking?
Yeah, they killed you.
Yeah. That one, similar to the first one, but just out of nowhere. Just
yeah. Man, that'd be wild. That's funny, though. Like, I appreciate them watching us, I guess.
They've been talking, like, so much shit behind the phone, but, like, if they actually saw them in person, they'd just be straight up.
Like,
say the same
they'd be
thing.
Like, hey, man, new job. Yeah, man, we were just talking trash, weren't you? Yeah, I mean, I just saw shit everybody's.
You ready for the heavy hitter?
Exactly.
All right. Oh, my bad. Okay. This one, man, this is probably the meanest thing I've seen. And we debated on going back and forth. Like, do we even bring this up? Like, does this cross the line? But we're going all in. We're in Clemson right now. There's no going back. John Newman looks like a crackhead version of Colin Sexton.
Oh, man. I done heard that one before, though. Like, I done heard that one before. People would be like, yeah, he looks like Colin Sexton. Great value, Colin Sexton. I'm like, man, I really don't think me and Colin look alike. Like, deadass, I think we just both got
it's the hair.
On top of our heads. And then, like, our cheekbones are, like, defined.
The real in-depth.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, I don't think I look like him. But.
So, things you guys have in common, you're both buckets.
Yeah.
The hair, defined cheekbones. We need to make like a little diagram of that and post it or something, like from the source.
To see like how much really like
a Venn diagram of John Newman and Colin Sexton.
Right, yeah.
We need to put their faces on top of each other and see if it like matches.
We're gonna,
well.
We'll send you that when we get.
We'll get that figured out. And,
all right, you wanna go to the question list? What else you got?
Do you have any pregame rituals?
Yeah.
I like to switch it up. I may read the Bible before my game. I may listen to a comedy special. Like
that's a good idea, actually.
Just loosen up a little bit.
I got different stuff. But this year, I'm going to try to get into a routine so that like everything is consistent. But I really don't be having that. That like, I do it specifically for every game or anything like that.
You're not too superstitious?
Nah, I'm not too. I feel like that's just... Because I got like my faith, so like superstition ain't.
Exactly. Top five rappers, your favorite. Go.
Top five. I'm gonna put Key Glock. I mean,
top five.
My teammates been arguing me down about Glock, but yeah, Glock is like, I'm just saying, not of all time. I'm saying.
Yeah, your favorite. Yeah.
Key Glock. G Herbo. I'm gonna rock with. I'm rocking with PG Rock. He from like Orangeburg or like.
Yeah, I honestly have no clue who that is. not a single clue.
He up and coming. He hard. He's
okay.
And then,
so that's three.
Who else do I rock with? Shout out Fat Dave. Fat Dave, he's from Statesville. I know it was Statesville. Somewhere. He from somewhere in North Carolina. I'm rocking with him heavy. He's tough. He be rocking with like Stunner and the Baby and all that.
Okay.
The same area up here. And then, I'm going to go with. That's four, right?
That's four. Mm-hmm. One more.
Damn. This one. Let me go with Gunna.
Okay.
Gunna tough. Like, he's smooth, got a good flow. Oh, yeah.
He's like monotone, though. Like, his voice never changes.
Yeah. But it's wavy, though. Like, he found out how to, like, really, like, use that. Gun. He's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You go hard.
Like, it can be, I forget who I was talking about with this. It can be, like, the craziest track, like, the loudest. Or, like, the most quiet one. And has the same voice. Like, he's just unchanged.
Yeah,
like,
But you're riding that weight.
Exactly. You want to do some push-ups?
Yeah.
Not yet. All right, so one thing we do with all the guests so far that have been on our show is to kind of close the interview. We do a push-up challenge to see how many push-ups you can crank out right now on the spot with no knowledge of, like, beforehand, like, right now.
So right now, Jose's on top leaderboard with 40. So 40 is the one to beat.
40 ball. Okay. Is somebody got 11? So, we have the guys.
You got it. 40, 30.
Yeah, there's a 30.
And then a 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have one of our friends is our, he's like one of our better friends. He's our age, and he's our fantasy football commissioner. And he's not in the best of shape. We'll just shape.
He had the hardest 12 I've ever seen. Like,
he's working hard for that.
8 through 12 probably took him a minute combined. Hey. It was bad.
He got hard, though. He got hard.
Yeah. Got yeah, you could say that, maybe. All right, yeah, push-ups on you.
Then you got to try and beat out Karan later, too.
Yeah, so Karan will set a number.
Bro, what's crazy is literally me and Karan, we always argue.
Oh, it's Karan.
Like, we're always talking trash to each other, so if he beats me, I'm going to be pissed.
We'll call you back, and you can do it on the spot.
Yeah. Call me back, and I'll get ready.
All right, let's go. All
right. If he beats Jose, we can start beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Strong number early. You're at a good pace.
That was sweat, bro.
What is that?
12, 13.
We're struggling a little bit early, I'm not gonna lie. What you got, Lucas? Kinda loud. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Cleveland's off the board again.
Uh-huh.
35, 36, 35, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36, 36
45.
45. 45. Solid number.
New record on the pod. Right. We're sorry I caught you off guard, but we just gotta.
I had to grind out the last 5. Man. I was gonna get 41, but I
like you give yourself a little cushion.
Yeah, a little cushion.
Yeah,
man.
So just sign it whenever, current wherever.
It was on day yesterday. We get it.
Yeah. Every day is on day.
No, that's a strong mark though. At least you're leaving in first place.
Exactly, leaving in first.
If we never tell you you're beat, you just always think you're top.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's lit though, man.
Yeah, you're good. We'll keep you updated for sure. So,
that took some energy. It's my off day, man. Y'all try to kill your off day.
You'll be 45, you'll be fine. 45. But,
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that is one question we did have. Are you naming your kid John Newman IV?
So, man, she's my girlfriend. Me and her have been together.
What's her name?
Her name's Alana.
Okay.
Alana, I just say. We've been dating for like 4, and I'm going to say basically 4.5 years. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I think that she does not like the name John that much.
Oh, what does your dad think about that?
But if it is her that happens to be, you know, my wife,
right?
Then I think we're gonna have to do that.
We're not gonna jump to any conclusions.
We're not jumping to any.
Who
conclusions,
knows?
But that is the girl.
But she doesn't have a choice either.
She has a choice.
No, you have a choice. I'm saying in terms of the name.
Yeah,
she wouldn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, I'm gonna try to get that done. I gotta get that. I gotta have the 4th. Like, come on. Man.
Yeah.
I wanna have like 3 kids, so hopefully I can have 2 boys and a girl. I want to name my first one. My first son, John. I just gotta go ahead and get that away.
Right.
Because I might have a boy and 2 girls.
Uh-huh.
What do I look like naming my girl John?
You can't do that.
So, like, John first. Go ahead and get that 4th out of the way. And then, like, Jackson, J-X-O-N. That name's tough. I love it.
Oh, yeah. That is nice. Especially with Newman, too. Like, that flows with Jackson Newman with the X. Would you call him Jax?
Yeah. Yeah, that's literally the idea we had, Jax.
Nice.
And then, she likes his name, like, Aiden or something. Like, but that's what we have, 3 boys. I don't want to have 3 boys. I want to have 2 boys and a girl.
Uh-huh. Well, you got any girl names, potentially?
A little bit.
Yeah. Appeal to the warmer side.
Yeah. But you said girl names?
Yeah, you got any?
See, I don't think that much about having a girl. I know I want one, but I was thinking the name Arky. Like, A-R-R-K-E-N. I like that name.
Unique, but I like it though.
Yeah, her name started with an A. Mm-hmm. And I think Arkin would go hard. But, I mean, you know, we're executive, I mean, we're still in talks about it, man.
Yeah. You got a little time.
We got a ways to go, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much, John. Yep. We enjoyed it. It was super fun.
Definitely.
We'd love to try to come up to a game, maybe. Come see you, check it out.
Oh, yeah, do that, man. Got to. We're going to have a good season, y'all, man. Y'all got to come check us out, man. I'm not going to guarantee anything, but we're going to be exciting. And we're going to be some winners. We're going to win something.
Yeah. So, thanks a ton, John. It was fun.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we want to thank you for listening to that interview. We hope it was a good one and hope you guys enjoyed. That interview is brought to you by Tostitos, the perfect chip for your next get-together. We've been eating them all day in the studios we've been recording, and they really are just, they're just great. So grab some Tostitos, grab your friends, and get together already.
Guaranteed freshness.
Nice.
It's a perfect snack.
All right, so I guess
we'll... snack that smiles back.
That was last episode.
Tostitos.
You're welcome, Tostitos. We just came up with a new...
Totally original slogan.
I thought of that by myself.
All right, I guess we can roll into some segments. We've got a new segment of Hot Boys of Instagram.
Let's go.
The Hot Boys.
The so baby Mac, boys. Let's go.
This is your segment.
You know.
Take it away.
I kind of came up with it, you know, just scrolling through Instagram. You get a good-looking male athlete, and you just, you're like, hey, I want to look at these comments and see how weird they are, especially from other guys.
People I think fiend.
A big disclaimer here is these are comments all from other guys.
Yeah.
So, like, they're just comical.
Yeah, it's...
I don't think you guys understand. It's from guys here. Okay.
Guys to guys.
We already said no homo before this, so you can't call us any names.
Keep in mind, we did not say this. These are comments by other guys. We may or may not disagree or agree, but...
No comment on that.
We won't give our opinion.
But we are finding good-looking males to look at these comments, so...
So who's our first athlete?
We're safe. But our athlete this week is Kelly Oubre Jr.
Oh, classic. Easy pick.
The guard
easy
for the Suns. Yeah.
One. Classic hot boy of Instagram.
So I did some research and I found some comments.
Lay it on us.
All right. First comment by Noob, L-R-U-L-R, just said, take your clothes off.
Straight to the point. I like it.
That Noob knows what he wants.
He wants it. He's going to go get it.
He says,
respect.
Yeah. Honestly. So that was probably like a random account that...
A little burner account on Instagram.
But here comes a guy that looks like he actually goes to Georgia. Interesting. But his actual name is, it's Michael Earwood. That's his name. And he put...
Oh, Mike. What you gonna say?
He said, am I the youngest MVP because my D rose?
oh, I like it.
A little basketball-to-basketball reference there. Also reference to the pants.
Nice.
Play on words.
Play on words. That's fun. This is actually, I don't know, this is, it's a guy, yeah. His name's Bray Spencer, 21. He said, how much for your bath water? Asking for a friend.
Oh, that's so gross.
That's
another
that's
man's bath water. Come on.
That's gross.
That's a weird one.
G-Man 15, spelled with three N's, said, call me Kobe Bryant because I never pass on you.
Nice.
Beautiful. That could be on a Valentine's Day card.
Some good poetry we've got going on here.
And then, to wrap it all up, A-Rod 09.
Fanboy.
This is the top comment on just a post of him. But by the way, about half his posts, the comments are turned off because I think he does get a lot. But
he's aware he's a hot boy of Instagram.
Anyways, A-Rod 09 said, is there a mirror in your pants because I see myself in them? Just straight to the forward. Straightforward with it, taking the shot.
Was that the real A-Rod?
I don't think so.
Probably. Okay. Probably.
He's got a mirror pic of him in a suit and tie in the mirror.
All right, the real A-Rod.
It is the real A-Rod. A-Rod is a fan of Kelly Oubre.
And then can I throw in one of my own?
Yeah,
sure.
So it's a picture of Kelly Oubre in the preseason throwing a left-hand dunk down, like really attacking the rim hard. Kelly Oubre says, getting better every day in the caption. And, okay, now the comments don't want to load right when I pull it up.
Ooh. Not prepared. I was prepared.
Okay, I have it right here.
Okay.
Joseph V. Joseph Vila. His bio is water with probably 25 R's. He's 14 years old and goes to HHS. His picture is him.
Don't call him out too hard.
His profile picture is him wearing a full sweatshirt, jeans, and shoes and cap in a pool.
Okay.
So I thought that was an important detail. His comment has 123 likes.
Goes along with the water theme in his bio. Big water guy.
Yeah. Loves water. Uh-huh. He says, call me LeBron because I'm trying to attack your rim.
Oh, okay. My God.
You know, me and Mac actually talked about this before you got here, uh-huh. And we agreed that we weren't going to go with that comment
because it was very inappropriate. That actually implies...
For a younger audience,
don't listen to Sonny. Yeah. Sonny's a bad influence. It can mean a lot of different
things here, so let's just...
You know, I wouldn't say our podcasts, our episodes are too explicit.
Moving on.
But maybe the Hot Boys we should grade tomorrow so the younger audience can skip through them.
John did throw in a few words here and there, so...
Yeah. Close your ears, everyone.
Earmuffs. Yeah. Earmuffs.
All right. Earmuffs. So that'll be, I don't know if we'll do that every episode, but
no, everyone's
gonna find some good looking.
We'll hit you with the Hot Boys.
If you have any requests for what Hot Boys you want to do,
who do you think's hot? No homo, it's a safe environment.
It doesn't have to be that athlete, any Hot Boy will do, but it has to be Guy Commons back.
And they do have to have a lot.
Yeah. All right, let's move back into our
traditional segment, right?
Yep. We've got over under first. So last week we did Winter Olympic Games.
Guess what's next?
Summer Olympic Games. Gotta.
Fall.
Stay through with the series. So,
fall and spring coming up soon.
So, who's first?
It's the same order as it's the same. Upset. So, me. Ayo.
Okay, and then big three reverses.
Yeah.
All right, do we want over or under first? It is over under. Let's go over. I did first. My overrated Summer Olympic sport is water polo. Okay. I understand how athletic those people are to be swimming that long and kicking with their feet while also catching and throwing. But it's so boring to watch. And if USA won, it's just a medal count. Honestly, it's not irrelevant.
There's nothing better than like the pride of a medal, winning the medal count. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. You just feel good.
What's the right over?
It's really satisfying when you look at the medal count and you see USA with like 60 and the next closest country, it's like China with
we always
35. Yeah. It's like we are the best.
Yeah. And we're like, I feel like we're the only country that's in China maybe. I don't even know China. I don't know. But
Russia
we're consistently good, in
yeah,
both summer and winter. Like you have like Norway is really good in the winter because they're a northern country.
They don't do crap in the summer. Yeah. Where are you guys at?
We're all over summer, every time.
We're a basketball, we're a summer school and a football school. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I butchered that so bad. We're a summer school and a winter school.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yee-yee.
All right. So.
Overrated. Tennis.
All right, I like tennis, but it's fine. Go ahead.
No, more not tennis, but more specifically, Summer Olympic tennis. I just think there's so many more important events throughout the year that just mean more. And I don't get that same national pride through tennis. I think tennis is a very like nationally diverse sport, but I think they're already representing their countries when they go and play in these other tournaments.
Yeah.
So I just don't feel that same Olympic draw
yeah.
in tennis. So that's why it's my overrated.
Good explanation. All right. I'm taking, for my overrated, the field events of track and field.
Okay. A little broad, but...
Usain Bolt? You don't like to watch him? It's kind of racist.
Well, Usain Bolt... field events. Yeah, I took the field track. Events.
It's kind of racist.
Track is fun. Like, I like the 100 meter and all that. It's fun to watch for me. But the field events are very boring.
I think they're already rated pretty low.
Irrelevant.
In my opinion. So okay. I thought about it. I'm not a fan. I'm a fan either. But.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to watch the 100 meters. But that's about it.
I don't think you're right. Yeah. That's track. Track
you
and field.
You understand track and field. Like
track
oh,
and field.
I understand you loud and clear.
All right.
That didn't sound
then go ahead and give us your underrated.
My underrated is beach volleyball. Especially the women's.
Classic.
It's pretty heated. Diving in the sand, going off to those balls.
Mm-hmm.
In the hot blazing sun with their cool Oakleys that they're always repping.
Swagged out.
I think that's pretty cool. Not going to lie. You get like the huge... Swedish girls or people that
yeah,
like just
6'5".
Yeah, tower over than that. It's just fun to watch. That's my pick.
I hate to directly contrast you right here. I love Olympic water polo.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's a
little brawl between the two of you.
Beef? Do you want beef?
Yes,
want
beef. Beef confirmed. It's a really, really physically taxing sport. I think it's exciting. You don't see it anywhere else other than the Olympics. So it's not like everyone can agree. If you even watch water polo, you only watch it once every 4 years. So it's the type of thing that's like, it's on, it's exciting. Sadly, USA isn't like the best at it necessarily. They're really good. But
who is
like,
the best?
I don't know. It's just like, it's not like a, like we don't just completely dominate.
Who's a good swimming country?
I mean, US is just straight swimming.
Yeah, US is
pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure they're good. I'm sure China's good.
China's good divers. They're gotta be good swimmers. Really good. I mean, once you dive, you gotta swim.
Underrated diving?
Yep, moving right into my underrated. Good I'm transition. Taking diving. Oof. There's nothing better than just watching a nice smooth dive.
From like 60.
And I just sit there in awe because like I can barely like dive off a 5 foot like ledge.
Do
like,
a dive like
I just don't flipping. Know how they do it and like how they can get down to where they're perfectly going in the water. It's awesome to
personally,
watch.
Personally, I do think it would be easier to just straight dive, like no flips or anything from higher than lower. Just because you have more time to get into a dive. That's just me.
I like the synchronized diving when they do it together, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Synchronized
that's...
swimming, maybe even do?
No.
I've never seen that.
That's just...
That's like a movies thing.
Yeah.
No, synchronized...
Diving is just cool in general.
Yeah.
I mean...
And then, an underrated aspect of diving... I'm not going to say the whole thing's underrated. Uh-huh. But the underrated aspect is they dive... Then they get out and they go straight to that hot tub.
Yeah, just stay loose.
And then they just chill in the hot tub. They always have this. What a five sport where it's like, hey, let me perform. All right, just chilling. Like five dudes in a hot tub.
They always have like a
5 feet apart because we're not gay.
They always have the stupid like little towel too. Too easy. Like they get out and like someone hands them like a small like little hand towel. And, like I don't know what it's supposed to do, but like they always have it.
Yeah.
Just fling it across their shoulder and go hop in the hot tub.
Yeah. The little traditions really make it special.
So I guess now that we've done both, do we like summer and let's compare summer and winter.
What if
do we
you take say out? Winter Olympics, you're a fraud.
Yeah, I like summer.
Okay, I agree. Okay, a little more one sided than I thought it was gonna be, but that's fine. All right, do we want to move on to our big three? We're excited for this one.
Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
A big episode. Big three.
Big three.
I hurt myself today.
Mac, I guess you gotta explain what we're doing today anyways now.
To see if I still feel. We had the big three of ways to hurt people.
Just, yes, we do.
We're
sounds
very
a little
excited.
Vulgar at first, but it's not gonna be that
it's
bad.
More in fun and games rather than like punching someone in the face.
Yeah.
Although
which
I
you could do.
Could be a bit. But there's more ways to go.
There goes my first rounder.
All right. Well, I've got the first overall pick. Is that correct?
Yeah, you do.
All right. So, ways to hurt people. Pick number one. All right. I had to ask for clarification, but I'm going to take your team blowing a lead/series in a big game. I don't know how to.
You got to shorten that.
Yeah, I don't know how to shorten it down. I'll shorten it down.
That's a little too broad, too. Just blowing a lead.
Yeah, just blowing a lead.
I mean, so. It's not broad if no one's going to take that.
Yeah, just put in the slot, just put like blowing a lead.
I'll put something like that. But yeah, there's nothing worse. The pain you feel after your team blows a lead series, I know Falcons 28-3, just...
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than that.
And mine is really similar, but I was very careful to not infringe on your boundaries because I went with a very specific incident. Okay? Hold on.
I want to hear where this goes.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Speak your words.
Okay.
You really got me with the hook there.
Let Villanova hit a game-winning three for the national championship in your face.
That's painful. Oh,
that was one of the most painful. That was the most painful
Chris
sports
Jenkins
moment of my life.
For three,
Chris Jenkins.
Jenkins for the championship.
Ryan Arcidiacono. Oh my
bang!
God.
That was all-time moment.
I think the confetti like guy in charge. He blew it before like they even inbounded the ball.
It all
like,
happened so fast.
It came down so.
And
quickly.
That was after what's his name, Marcus Page.
One of my favorite Carolina players.
Just quick disclaimer: today we had our rec game, final rec game of the year. We went 0-6, but we don't even talk about that. But I had a Marcus Page like shot, Mac. You remember that?
You hung in the air.
Double clutch, hung in the air. I missed it. The guy didn't touch me, but I got the foul call. I drew it well. It was cool.
So
I felt cool doing it.
In contrast, Page, one of my favorite Carolina players of all time, didn't get the foul call. It was a loose ball, ugly play, right? Double clutch and just really just buried one. Huge play. I was so excited. But I knew there was a chance. Like, I knew the game wasn't over. So I wasn't like, screaming like, we tied it. We're going overtime. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really do think I had a point guard's mind in that one, and I knew this game's not over.
Yeah.
But then just my worst nightmares came true. I cried and cried and cried. So I don't really know what you want to put in the box there, but whether it's Chris Jenkins for three, Villanova.
I'll probably put like Villanova buzzer beat or something.
Yeah.
That hurt me really
good
bad.
Deal. Good pain. Mac, give us two.
We
my
want
first
to.
Pick, first pick is hearing Let 'Em Shoot. in a pickup basketball game. That is so deteriorating and painful. Just like you get the ball and you're like wide open, and the guy just doesn't even like approach you to get in your face. He's like,
"Hey, yo, let him shoot."
Let him shoot, and you're like, "I don't even want to shoot anymore."
You just pass it away and go back on defense.
You have nothing to prove.
That you've been compromised at that point. If they say let him shoot, either you gotta knock it down,
yeah,
or you need to just.
But if you miss, it just adds on to it.
Yeah, but so that is mental pain. Switching over to other spectrum, physical pain. Mm-hmm. I have a raise your scooter to the ankle. Come on,
classic.
Come on, don't come at me.
Don't play with me.
Don't play with me. Come on.
Mine, I'm actually, same train of thought, a little different, going to some physical pain,
mm-hmm.
just a good old Indian burn on the arm,
mm.
throwing it back to like fifth grade, take the arm, two hands, twist, opposite directions. No, I'm not doing it right now. I don't want to do you like that on the air.
So I think we should do these all to each other after this.
That's pain. We might.
All right, so I've got two to round it off. I'm sticking both on a similar to what you guys said. So first off, I'm gonna go a Charlie horse. Nothing worse than a good Charlie to the side of the leg. Nothing worse than it. Just cripples you.
For me, it's more the front of the leg. It's like the quad.
It's just right above the knee. Right above the knee is kills you.
I get mine really high.
Uh huh.
And they just they limit your movement so much.
We're talking about pickup and rep games. My favorite thing to do is when you set a screen and just knee someone as they go into you and just watch a kid fall. It's so funny.
You're terrible.
It's so funny.
That's a dirty move. That gets you punched in the face. That
it's fun.
It's worth it.
It is worth
it. The pain is worth it.
Close this off.
All right, my last one is, I guess it's called a rat tail. When you get whipped by the towel, a little rat tail. Little towel at the beach or rat pool. Tail. Just a good whip to some bare skin. You really feel the pain.
Boys, I know it's late. It's actually 10:49 as I'm recording this.
We're recording this.
Yeah. Okay. So I went through the sports. I went through the physical pain. And you can really, really hurt someone by insulting them on something that they care about.
Specific. So it's just an insult.
Just an insult on something that they care about, man. That hurts.
Okay.
If you care about something and you insult it, that's pain. Hours.
I guess, yeah. You could say that.
So last pick of the draft.
Sorry to make the mood so somber.
Somber. No, really? We're kind of having fun in games. Like mine was all games, kind of just a little playing with the... Just boys being boys, but...
This is a stretch. Definitely got to be in the meme world to get it. But I'm going to go with calling Duolingo as a hitman. Let me explain. You know Duolingo, the Spanish tutoring system, and all the memes like five in a row, your family is safe today. So basically just calling them as a hitman to take out someone. That's going to inflict some hurt and pain.
I mean,
what a weird way to end an episode.
Like I don't
understand.
I don't understand the meme either.
You're going to come at me and say insult, and then I do that, but you're going
to... Is this something you care about?
I just thought...
Is this something you care about?
Because we'll leave you alone.
Because I won't. Because that's...
I genuinely do care.
What an idiot for picking that, dude.
You know, let me go get my razors.
I can't
say... I'll be right back.
I can't comment on it because I don't know what it is, but...
Do you want an Indian burn me to make up for it?
Yes. On the show, I want an Indian burn me right now.
Yeah, do it.
Put it up to the mic so we can hear your skin twist.
All right, guys. As Mac Indian burn Sut, I guess that'll wrap us up for today. So we have... We've got
I didn't get a good grip.
I have like white handprints. Gosh.
Feel the pain, baby.
As I was saying.
Oh.
Sut, questionable.
Questionable with a forearm skin injury.
Let's wrap it up.
Hey, wrap it up.
It gets weird past 10:30 here.
Yeah. I will mention stepping on a Lego. Come on.
Yep. That's not really a way to hurt people.
Oh, yeah. You could just throw a Lego out in front while you're walking.
I mean, there's a lot of, obviously...
Oh, I got a good one.
Stub and toe.
Yeah, I thought that.
Hitting someone with the blue shell in Mario Kart. When they're in first place and they're leading, and you hit them with the blue shell.
The blue
that
spike,
that hurts
like
them.
Like the overhead one?
Yeah.
The overhead one is brutal.
That hurts them.
I like when I have my banana out and they fire a red shell and I block it.
And then a little bit more specifically, allow 10 runs in the first inning of the NLDS.
Mm, too soon.
That hurts a lot of people, including me.
F.
But Thought this was a really good episode. Had a lot of fun recording.
Our longest episode yet. Right now we're looking at 20.
Quick math.
Hour 30, hour 40. I can't say for sure.
Bo shizzle. But episode 13 was a good one. We've got more content rolling your way. Listen, download, all the good stuff. Show love to the Instagram.
We had the first series of Clemson today, as you heard with John. We're coming back next week. We'll have part two with Curran Scott. Another good interview.
He's the man.
Deuces.
We out.
Peace.